Okay, so basically, I'll just give you a quick synopsis of what I'm doing. I'm in my final year at Southampton Solent, and I'm currently working on my final major project for which I've decided to write a children's book. It's basically about the history of fashion for children, and it'll be aimed at children between 4 and 6. It's a mixture of fact and fiction, so it'll tell a story, but it's also a learning experience for the young reader. Would you be able to tell me a bit about your background?
Yeah, well, my background, I'm an author now. I've written 8 books, but I came at the it, I came into authorship by a very circuitous route. I spent 20 years in the broadcast industry and then 10 years in the internet industry, and just one day decided to write a book, and the book raised quite a lot of money for breast cancer, which I wasn't quite expecting it to do. And as a result of writing that book, people started approaching me saying, "Could you help me write a book?" So I've become an author's mentor and a writer's unblocker and a publishing consultant. So the whole journey of writing a book has taken me on a completely different career direction, which I have to say is very enjoyable.
What sort of books do you write generally?
I tend to write non-fiction, and I tend to write about creativity, ideas, how we get unblocked, how we work at our creative peak, and that sort of thing. But I've also written a book of poetry and a short story science fiction book, which is going to be expanded into a novel at some point.
Okay, would you be able to tell me about your own experiences with publishing your own books?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because publishing's changing right now dramatically. I've had 3 books published by publishers. And the rest of the books I've self-published. Although people are tending to call self-publishing now independent publishing. And I have to say that I'm favouring that route at the moment because it gives you so much flexibility. To give you an example, one of my books that I had published with a publisher, I finished it on June one year, and it didn't get published till June the year after. It took them 12 months to publish it. In August of that same year, after I finished writing the book, I wrote another book and I published it in September. So, ironically, the sequel to the book came out 10 months before the book that was the prequel, if that makes sense. Yeah, so it gives you lots of flexibility. And my record for writing and publishing a book is 3 weeks. I started writing a book last year on the 3rd of September, and I had the print copies in my hand on the 21st of September.
What do you think personally the market looks like in relation to those that are buying ebooks now?
Oh, it's brilliant. I'd say that most people now, I think in non-fiction, something like 70 or 80% of readers read on the ebook. Probably about 60, 70% for fiction, but it's growing. And the reason it's brilliant is twofold. One is it's ecological, so it doesn't mean we've got to chop trees down and ship books all across the planet, which burns up fossil fuels. But also, it's really quick, you know. So if you give me or an author gives me a completed draft of a book, I can have it uploaded within about an hour, and it'll be available for worldwide sale within 24 hours, which is just amazing.
So do you think there's a future for hardback books or?
Absolutely. I think that e-books allow you to tactically publish and publish quickly, but you know, there's a beauty in the physical book. And what I do think, though, is that only the best books will end up in print, if you know what I mean. So the ones that really deserve a print version, or where the print gives you something you can't get in the ebook. And a good example of that is that lovely coffee table book, which is maybe 2 foot square with fantastically large pictures in it. And when you get immersed in a book like that, then it really is a different experience. And even with an iPad or something like that, you can't simulate that kind of experience. Having said that, with an iPad, you can do lots more things with books. You can make them interactive, and you can make things elements of the book immersive for the reader. So horses for courses. I don't think books are going to go out of fashion anytime soon, but certainly having the ubiquitous e-reader out there, and you'll see them dropping in price dramatically. I think over the next 2 or 3 years, you might even see the free e-reader, which is going to be great for literacy because it means people that would never get to read get immersed in that world.
Do you have any particular tips on publishing your own ebook?
I think there's two things that I would say that you must do. Make sure that you've had it proofread and edited, so it's in good shape to be read and it hasn't got errors in it. But the biggest tip I got is to design a cover that catches someone's eye. And what we have to bear in mind nowadays is that when people see an ebook, the first time you approach an ebook, you might see a thumbnail of the cover, maybe on the Amazon site or another e-reader site. And so you've got to make sure that your title stands out small. Then the other thing you've got to do is make sure that when you see the cover on a reader, and the reader might be black and white or colour, it works in both monochrome and in glorious Technicolor.
If I were to publish my own book or have it created as an ebook, what price bracket would you suggest?
Now, there's an art to that and a science to that. So, what a lot of people do, first got to bear in mind is that if you self-publish an ebook, then you make up to 70% of the royalties, which is very good because authors normally make about 10% of royalties if they work with a publisher. And so you can be quite tactical about how you price the book. And what a lot of people do is price it really low for the first month or so. They might price it at 99 cents or $1.99 or 99 pence or £1.99, and that gets loads of people to buy it, and then you get loads of reviews, and then that gets you up the charts on Amazon. And then when you've got up the charts and you get a name for yourself and a name for your book, you can afford to put the price up a little bit more. But the great thing about certainly the Amazon site is you can change the price on a daily basis. And you can also have your book free for 5 days as well as a promotion to get more people to read it. And there's some fantastic sites like Goodreads where you can interact with readers as well, so to help you market the book.
So Amazon's quite a good way to go about it.
Amazon's great because it's free to get an account. I think you need a UK bank account, so there are certain restrictions in terms of age and things like that. So maybe a teenager less than 16, younger than 16, might have to get their parents to help them. But yeah, you can get an account for free. It's relatively simple to publish an ebook on it nowadays. There are some gotchas with the formatting to make the ebook readable, because ebooks don't have page numbers, so you need to do things like put a hyperlink table of contents in, so people can just click on a chapter and zoom around the book to wherever they want to be. But the documentation out there is great. There's loads of really good sites that tell you how to go through the process, and largely it's free. So yeah, which is fantastic.
Well, that's it really. Finally, do you have any sort of tips for me on making my own book and promotion and stuff like that?
I do. I'm going to give you the best tip that I've ever learnt about promoting a book. So first off, is that there are more manuscripts out there that are written and not published than there are written and published. So the first thing to do, no matter what state the book is in, is just get it out there and get it in front of people, because you never know what doors it will open for you. And then when you've written book one, the best way to promote book one is to write and promote book two. And when you've written book two, the best way to promote book two and book one is to write and publish book three. And when you've got three books out there, that's when you can really hold your head above the parapet and say, look, I'm a published author, here's my work. And it's great, certainly for you, if you've got like a series of books that you can have where there's a bit of continuum and stuff like that, then it's great. And nowadays, when you're looking around for jobs and things like that, then these are fantastic things you can put on a CV too.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that publishing is, even though traditional publishing might be in a little bit of decline, publishing in general is going to be massive over the next 3 years. I recommend anyone that really wants to get into an industry that's going somewhere would look at getting involved with the publishing process, either writing themselves, designing book covers, proofreading, editing. There's loads of fantastic jobs you can do out there that get you immersed in the publishing world.
Thank you, that's all very helpful.